Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So let's not forget the Sixers. They got a big win last night. Certainly a shot of adrenaline for all of us as Sixers fans. Renewed hope that they can win the series. I still thought they could entering game three, but it was the first time I was like, all right, I'm picking the Knicks the rest of the way. But look, Sixers got the win. They proved in games one and two they can win the series. They just didn't win the freaking games. But we knew they could win these games. They finally got one, obviously, from here, four games to go. Sixers got to win three of the final four. Let's listen to the moment where, frankly, I thought the Sixers got very fortunate that Joel was not tossed from the game. Two pieces of audio related to that. We'll play them in sequence as the game was broadcast on TNT. This is right after Mitchell gets pulled down, and this is the way the TNT crew reacted.
I don't think Robinson appreciated the pull down from Embiid. It will be Robinson to the free throw line, and boy, the intensity level and the chippiness continues to ratchet up. And they're still talking to each other.
And this is where, if you're Joel Embiid and that coaching staff, you got to get him under control here. You can ill afford for him to allow this thing to escalate. This is too critical of a game, and we've got too much basketball left to play.
I mean, again, I think they were very fortunate he didn't get tossed. The broadcast crew continued because, of course, then, you know, Mitchell Robinson, they're looking at the whole thing, and now they start going to the, you know, looking at a replay of it. Let's listen as the broadcast continued on.
And now the officials, for the third time in this quarter, are going to go to the replay monitor.
Yeah, that should be a flagrant one. I mean, that's what we talk about in terms of losing control. He didn't like the fact that he doesn't get the call, but then he just grabs.
Wow.
I thought it was a dirty play. You know, Knicks players called it literally a dirty play.
There's no other way to say it.
Yeah.
He could have really hurt that guy. Like, that he's already hurt. He could have hurt him real bad.
James, it is absolutely not what you'd call a basketball play.
Exactly.
It's just not.
You can't defend it as a basketball-looking play. Right. There's no way.
I thought they were really lucky he didn't get thrown out. Now, I think we all know probably the main reason why he didn't was all the nonsense that happened in game two, how the Sixers got jobbed. Those refs probably had it in their mind going in, all right, we're leaning toward the Sixers' way. We're not going to basically effectively end this series by tossing Joel Embiid, you know, early portion of game three. But let's be clear, they could have.
They could have started a huge fight, you know, between the teams. That could have. And there were, I was told, around 7,000 Knicks fans in the building.
Well, that's a whole nother thing we haven't even gotten to. All right, let's get to
that. Ugly.
To more of that in a moment. But let's listen to Embiid. After the game, he puts up a tremendous performance, the 50 points. He's then obviously in the, you know, post game, and he's talking about the takedown of Mitchell Robinson, his explanation for it, and frankly, justification. Now, maybe the NBA, knowing Joel's past, maybe they feel it's justified enough, therefore a flagrant one instead of a flagrant two, because you do want to have the player not dunk and then land on you. But, man, that's a roundabout way to get there to justify it. Here's what Joel said after the game last night.
You know, obviously, Mitchell Robinson jumping and, you know, trying to make sure he doesn't land on me, because obviously we know the history that I have with, you know, Kuminga landing on my knee. So I kind of had some flashbacks, you know, when he came down to it. It's unfortunate. I mean, I didn't mean to hurt anybody. I just, you know, in those situations, I gotta protect myself, because I've been in way too many situations where, you know, I'm always a recipient of, you know, the bad end of it. So, it was unfortunate, but physical game, they want to bring the physicality. We can be physical too, and we are. So, I mean, it goes both ways. I get bummed all over the place. I just keep playing. And, you know, I'm not going to take it.
I'm not going to take it. Look, I applaud Joel for standing up for himself, but he's got to be smarter.
He's got to figure out a way to navigate this better.
I mean,
It's risky.
Do we all agree if this is a regular season game, he's thrown out of
Correct.
The game?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I don't know that it matters that the time of year.
I think
fiasco it of the
matters.
Previous two
sure.
games
I think it's both, John.
Doesn't happen.
Yeah,
I think
it's both combination. Factors.
It's that it's not a regular season game and that game two happened the way it did. Look, I'll tell you this. If this was game one of the series, if there had been no blown calls in the series and this is game one of a best of
yeah,
seven,
I think you had to have
I think it would have been thrown
games
out.
Worth of built-up yeah. badness by the officials.
James, do you agree with that? If it's game one, it's 5 minutes into game one, nothing crazy has happened yet. Is he thrown from the game?
No. I think he's not getting thrown in the playoffs for that. I just don't. Again, if he did it again, if it were a second infraction
it was dirty,
of some,
man.
It
he's
was.
Lying on
I
the
said
floor.
It was
a guy
too.
Goes up for a dunk and
I'm not
his
saying
ankles.
He didn't deserve
Holy
to be
mackerel.
Thrown out. I'm just saying I don't think they would have thrown him out for a first infraction of the playoffs.
You know, at this point, something that egregious is going to it's going to be emblazoned in the minds of officials.
He's got
to
watch it now.
If he slips up at all, like it could work the other way, where something small becomes something that's officiated over the top.
Do we feel confident negative. He's not going to get suspended?
I think so. I'm confident about this
yeah.
infraction.
Yeah, for
yes,
this one.
I feel confident about this one. But moving forward, something much dumber, something yeah. much smaller could, if he's not careful, because of the way he set this all up, it could come back and
And the way the Knicks are going to play him. Exactly. Yeah, the
Absolutely.
Knicks are going to be all over him.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's the point. They're going to make a point to drive this home.
Look,
they will be gnats.
Hartenstein seems like a nice guy. Hartenstein's got to get a little more dog in him. Good player. Real good player. But I could tell the way that guy reacted. Like, I go back to when P.J. Brown all those years ago flipped Charlie Ward. Like, sometimes you need a Claude Lemieux type to instigate. And I wonder if the Knicks don't have enough of that, because I thought they had Joel on the ropes, basically ready to get tossed from the game if they just pushed him a little harder. And, you know, OG Anunoby's playing peacemaker out there. I'm like, all right, dude, well,
thanks.
We'll take it. 215-592-9494, Ryan and Trenton. Ryan, good morning.
How are we doing today, guys?
Doing great, Ryan.
Well, first of all, I just wanted to congratulate you guys on taking Mitchell in the draft, because I can't say I have a bone to pick with you guys, because I'm a Raider fan and we ended up with Brock Bowers over anything. And I really wanted Mitchell over anything. But,
wow.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a quick congratulations to you guys.
You wanted Quinyon Mitchell over Brock Bowers. Brock Bowers is an exciting pick.
And that's nothing against Brock. I'm more than happy that we got literally the best tight end in the draft. But we drafted Michael Mayer last year. So I'm a little confused as to the direction as to where we're going. We really needed that help in the secondary, but there's a lot of really good talent left over. But, yeah, just congratulations to you guys on getting an absolute stud of a corner.
Well, as the
over
guy
there.
That made the pick, Ryan, I'll say thank you. I accept your congratulations.
Sure.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, and to go off of that, I was talking to a coworker yesterday about the Sixers game. Shout out JT. He literally said it's how Joel enters the game is how the game is going to go and possibly how the rest of the series plays out. It's a shame that we have to talk about this flagrant that happened, but Joel was absolutely spectacular aside from that.
Incredible.
So we need more of that out of him for, well, mainly the rest of the series. If they can keep that up, I don't see why the Sixers can't push it possibly into the next round.
Look,
or
Ryan, last night is exactly why the Sixers should win the series if Joel Embiid is healthy, because they've, two of the three best players in the series, maybe the two best. But if you want to go Brunson over Maxey, okay, that's fine. But clearly the Sixers clearly have two of the three best players in the series. They're the only three guys that are like all-star dudes.
And the best when he's on, significantly the
it's
best.
Not even
like,
close.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not even close. When Joel Embiid is right, he is obviously a top five player in the NBA. Maybe three, maybe two. I'm only going to go two. But again, he's not healthy enough often enough to, you
but
know.
But he's healthy enough now.
He turned a corner.
Lift this team, yeah.
He's got to stay around that corner,
and I think
though,
he
John.
I think he's his conditioning and everything, it's where it needs to be. Now we're in a sweet spot, and he's feeling the motivation. He's feeling the drive. We're in a good place.
All right, so much going on in Philly sports. We're 2 hours and 5 minutes into the show, and except for one mention by a caller, we hadn't even gotten to the reality of Knicks fans taking over the Wells Fargo Center. Yeah. So, Rhea, what percentage did you assess it at?
I was told by somebody who was there that they thought it was around 7,000.
Which would be about a little over a third.
Yeah.
Oh, so I was told, my buddy was there, and he said it was more than a half.
What?
Knicks fans.
Well, I heard
he
more
said,
than a half from
yeah, that's
well.
What I heard
more
from a couple different people. Yeah.
Wow. I heard it got early on when Sixers were not playing well in the first set, you know, when it was close. That tensions were getting heated between Knicks and Sixers. Like,
oh,
it could
have
gotten real ugly in there. Oh,
what an outrage.
I know. Totally.
What an embarrassment for the franchise.
Yeah,
like,
I
felt embarrassed as a Sixers fan yesterday. Like, it's a play. Can you imagine CBP being overrun by Mets fans in a playoff game?
No.
In a playoff game?
All right, James, let me ask you a question. Who do you, James, blame more? I'm going to give you two options.
Josh Harris.
Yes.
You ready? Here we go.
Always blame him.
Do you blame Sixers fans more?
No.
Or the Sixers
I blame the
organization.
100% the organization. This is the constant losses in the second round over and over and over again. It's apathy. It's the lack of engagement with fans. You've talked a ton about the lack of bringing former players back, the lack of it feeling like a Sixers thing, like our city team. Like, I blame the organization and Josh Harris 100%.
I agree with you. I made a point to a buddy last night. If this is 01, not even 01, even any of the AI years, any of the Pat Croce years, like, you would have had enthusiasm from Croce on down, inspiring millions of Sixers fans, where you'd have 20,000 Sixers fans there. You just would have. I mean, I agree with you, James. I also put it more on Josh Harris than Sixers fans, but let's be real. A lot of people are going to view it the other way. I mean, Charles Barkley last night, let's listen to what Charles said. Charles was on TNT. This is at halftime of the game. And Charles clearly puts it on, you know, Sixers fans.
I'm disgusted.
Disgusted at what?
All those Knicks fans there. This Philadelphia is a
100 miles
away.
It's 100 miles away.
I don't give a damn. We're the Philadelphia 76. You can't have them people in your building making all that noise.
It sounds like a home game for New York.
It does.
Yeah.
It really sounds like a home game for the Knicks. I am so disappointed.
Well, you guys have to stop.
I guarantee you, them people in New York wouldn't sell Sixers tickets.
Well, people
come
want
on,
money.
Man.
All right, listen, you can weigh in. I mean, if you were there, we'd love to hear how you experienced it, you know, what you saw and heard. What you think the percentage is. I mean, it's a very unique situation. A Philadelphia home playoff game, whether it's 30%, 40%, 50%, whatever, that many people from the opposing team.
You could hear them.
Oh,
it sounded
for
different
sure.
on the TV
it did.
Copy. It was noticeable that things when bad things happened to us, strange noises or positivity were emanating from the crowd. I was not accustomed to that.
All right, so your reaction to that, 215-592-9494. Plus, if you missed it earlier, what Micah Parsons said, his frustration with the Eagles getting Quinyon Mitchell. Great audio. We'll get to that. Also, Lewis Riddick, he loves Quinyon Mitchell. What he said, we'll get to that audio and more. Plus, Joel finally commented on the eye situation. Joel's eye. What's going on? He discussed it at length last night. We'll get that audio for you as well.